Good evening, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good evening to all you folks out there in make-believe magic land. Good evening to all you people in make-believe magic land. Good evening to the folks who travel through space and time. Good evening to the ancient Klembiak folk who would worship the Scumbiak lords. It's still March the 31st, 2020. I'm touching my face. If that disturbs you, I don't give a fuck. I'm currently boiling my hobo coffee in my one pot that, yeah, it's lined with all kinds of fucking Teflon. Yeah, anywho. Weird times, my friends. It's almost 7:30 p.m. in Seattle, Washington, as I stare out at this spring sky. This dark yellow-gray springtime sky. April Fool's Day is tomorrow. I don't know what to do for it. I think it's all a fuckaroo. I mean, the human race has gone insane. I can still see planes landing. I'm on the flight path for SeaTac. They're still coming in. There is still construction across the street today on the prison for children. And yeah, I did not go for a walk today. I should have. I pushed that. I was a pussy. Is that racist or sexist to say pussy? I didn't go for a walk, I should have. I should have taken my camera and taken video, but now they're telling you if you don't see anything, that's a sign of the virus. They're saying that if you don't record the virus, that means the virus has already been there and killed people. Yeah, it's horrible. Another thing, if you have gold teeth, start carrying a gun. If you have gold teeth, start carrying a hatchet or a knife. If you're not a tough guy and you have gold teeth, you need to reevaluate some of your life decisions. I'm just giving you some advice. Another piece of advice, I wouldn't wear any of your gold jewelry or nice fancy jewelry anymore. I mean, it's okay if you got a good old iron ring made out of wrought iron for bashing somebody's head in. You know, combat rings designed for skull damage, wear those. Those are good. But if you got your wedding ring with your 14-karat bullshit on it, don't wear that. Don't wear your pearl necklace. Don't wear your fucking gold. And if you have gold teeth, If you have gold teeth, you need to be packing heat. I would recommend 38, maybe a 357 Magnum. Lots of people like automatics. I cut it, you know, it goes both ways with me, revolver, automatic. If you're going to fight World War III, maybe a revolver. If all you need to do is kill a crazy hobo, then a 38 snub works fine. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know what to say, but if you have gold teeth, I would learn how to use a gun. That's one of my secret messages for today. If you have gold teeth, learn to use a pistol. Another thing, if you believe in post-scarcity, and what does post-scarcity mean? Well, let's talk about that as my hobo coffee boils. Post-scarcity is the belief that we've reached a point in terms of technology where the concept of scarcity, in economic terms, scarce resources, scarce time, scarce choices, the whole notion of scarcity is so yesterday. Everything will be so cheap that it might as well be worth less or worth zero. If you believe in post-scarcity bullshit, what we're seeing right now is a test. Yeah, if you believe in post-scarcity, if you think that, how can I say this? If you think that we're going to magically create the food and the water and all the resources we need, all of it with artificial intelligence and complex genomics and 3D printing and maybe a few quantum computers thrown in there, if you think that's a thing and it's going to be fine, guess what? You get a test. This is a test of your emergency post-scarcity system. If your post-scarcity system is working, then you should have no fucking problems. On the other hand, you could say, well, Dan, we've never really tried it. If I hear any of that fucking bullshit, like the communist bullshit, because for fucking years and years and years and years and years, living in techno fucking utopia Seattle, everybody's been telling me about post fucking scarcity. So guess what, you motherfuckers? This is post scarcity time right now. We're gonna need food, water, shelter for everyone, because no one's working. So this stuff just doesn't magically happen unless it's post scarcity. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, my friends, but if post-scarcity is what you're looking at, if it's what you're focused on, if you think it's a real thing, then 2020 is your test case. You've got Amazon. You've got all your technology. You can fucking make your food in giant vats of bacteria and spungus and funguli in some deep fucking tank below the city. You can mix in some human fat turds. You can mix in the poop and the grimuli from the streets. You can mix in freeze-dried raccoon, buddy. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, if you're into the post-scarcity bullshit, I don't know what to tell you. I'm gonna go get some coffee. For my SoundCloud listeners, you won't notice any type of a break, but for my other advanced listeners, of the YouTube channel, fuck you. I'll be right back, but we're gonna have to end this here for a second, okay? Welcome back to Uncle Dan's happy, fucky, funky, friendly Tuesday evening fuck fest. Fuck. I'm just drinking my hobo coffee, my Folgers in a fucking kettle filled with Teflon. If you do not have the gold, if you don't have a ton of gold or a ton of silver or a whole bunch of bullets or a whole bunch of guns, if you don't have a lot of sort of ordinary standard barter goods for the prepper apocalypse to come, make yourself worth gold. Now you're going to say, Dan, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, it turns out we live in a world where a lot of people believe that the food, the water, the shelter, these things just sort of magically spring from nowhere. If you push a button, it's like there's a button labeled food. I push the food button, and then a tube comes out of the wall and shoves itself down my throat and pumps my belly full of Scumulus 12. A lot of people think that's how it works, that's how it's gonna work. And I know that sounds great, but what if that's bullshit? You might not have a bunch of Canadian maple leaf silver coins or gold coins. It's entirely plausible that you don't have any of those things. And my point is really quite simple. If you don't have the resources, make yourself a resource. If you have property, that means you have space to store things. Maybe things you can afford right now that might be worth more in the future, like paperback books, if stored correctly. I said, if stored correctly. Okay, I know that everyone thinks their technology is going to work all the time perfectly. That's not necessarily true. Yeah, you're not. There are things you can buy right now that still might be affordable, like paper books. I don't know what you can buy. I was talking to a friend of mine, and in terms of the tempo of events, the great discontinuity, the music for a while may have stopped as far as moving around. Which means if the plan was, well, when shit gets bad, I'm gonna leave the city and buy that farmhouse in the country. You should have done that already. If you have not purchased that fucking farmhouse in the country, probably, if you ever do buy it at this point, you're going to negotiate it for, so many ounces of gold, silver, the cow you own, or the daughter you have, or the son, yeah. Scary times, dude. People will be selling their children into marriage and indentured servitude. If you think that's not going to happen, well, let's have a real conversation. Human trafficking happens today, right now, all around the fucking world. If you think that things will get harder and people will get nicer, I think you're insane. So there's going to be human trafficking. My point is, if you didn't buy that farmhouse yesterday, I don't know what you're going to buy it with tomorrow. You know, like I said in that other podcast, whatever, what I said earlier about the gold teeth. If you got gold teeth, you better have a gun. You better have a gun if you got gold teeth. What does it mean to make yourself gold? Well, knowing how to fix things. Knowing basic electronics. I've mentioned this before. Knowing how to strip electronics, identify components. Do you know what a capacitor is? Do you know what a resistor is? Do you know what a rheostat is? Do you know how to safely remove electronics from a circuit board without frying the electronics? Do you know how to use a soldering iron? Do you understand that a lot of the materials used for solder are toxic, which means you need to be careful working with them? But if you can do those things, if you can identify the components of a circuit board, if you can safely remove them and then put them back, if you know how to use a test kit, which means testing for conductivity, testing for voltage, testing for resistance, if you know these basic things and you get a few books on electronics, you might become somebody who can do something that will very easily earn them gold if you can get good at it. If you can fix the shit that won't be fixed. Because best case scenario, and we all need to like just accept this, shortages are going to be a thing. I know. Post-scarcity. Shortages are going to be an issue. Best case scenario. And that's going to hit consumer electronics big time. And whatever people want to say, especially the prepper types, people like their electronic shit working, especially the stuff they need to work. Like citizen band radio, ham radio, VHF receiver, UHF receiver, shortwave, satellite, solar panels, electrics. Yeah, there's stuff that even preppers would like to work, and not all the preppers know how to fix this shit either, dude. If you know how to think about the purification of water, and I mean if you understand what it takes, because it's not as easy as it sounds, especially if you live in a place that has lots of water, but it's very fetid, which means polluted. But if you can take polluted water and convert it into drinkable water, that is also going to be an extremely useful fucking skill. And people will trade their gold and silver, not just for the water you produce, but for teaching them how to do the same. If you can be a practical engineer, that's the thing. Not everybody understands this, but during the Middle Ages, there were journeymen who made a living going around fixing things, making things work. Much of the engineering expertise of the Middle Ages was crafted, developed, shared by traveling journeymen engineers, people that would go to towns and help them do things, like build a cathedral, which again, that's, you know, a religious thing, or potentially build a water wheel so they could run a mill and maybe have a cam hooked up to it. And a cam is simply a piston that goes up and down based upon gearing. But believe it or not, the cam is one of the most interesting things in engineering history. You can translate a rotational motion to a piston motion. That means you can do things like, I don't know, run a printing press, for example. Or even run a small manufacturing system that requires, you know, basic power. I mean, the thing is, there's a lot you can do once you learn how to do these things. And I know it's a long-winded way of saying, make yourself gold. If you don't have the gold, make yourself useful. I don't know if I'll be useful to anybody. Especially, I live in Crazy Town. Come on. If you live in Crazy Town like I do, If you live in funky, crazy town like Uncle Dan, yeah, if you live in crazy town like me, I'm not sure you're able to help anybody. But if you live someplace where people give a shit about your opinion and maybe they want to survive, then knowing how to be a traveling engineer, maybe you don't know everything, but you know enough things to fix things, that's going to be a useful skill. It's going to be a useful skill knowing how to organize resources, because people have depended upon government to do it for them. And they don't understand that A, you can do it for yourself, and B, the free market does it the best, ultimately. So if we're lucky, yeah, there'll be chaos and terror, but there'll be spaces for freedom, maybe. Who knows? But there are going to be shortages no matter what. And if you can fill the gaps of those shortages, you're going to be a worthwhile person in your community. Making toilet paper is not rocket science. In fact, making paper is not necessarily rocket science. In order to make paper that would be useful as toilet paper, you could do this. You could do this yourself, but you have to learn how to do it. You could actually recycle paper and make toilet paper and sell that to people. I would not recommend recycled toilet paper. That's kind of gross, isn't it? Yeah, there's a plane coming in right now. Yeah, make yourself useful. Make yourself useful. Make yourself valuable. And that's how, you know, if we lived in a free society, that would be a good rule of thumb anyways, isn't it? Make yourself valuable. If you don't think you're valuable, find out what people need and provide it. You know, maybe we don't all get to do what we want to do. Maybe we don't all get happy fucking endings, and that's another little thing that's going to help everybody survive. Throw away your Disney bullshit. Throw away the fucking, the tiger, and the antelope, and the zebra, and the raccoon, and the beaver, and the fucking friendly bear, and the elephant. They drink tea together. That's bullshit. Throw that shit out the window. But if you can throw that shit out the window, and if you can learn how to do things that people actually need, like water, like food, like shelter, and then maybe those things that help to create those things, those technologies that enable it. If you're a mechanic and you can fix engines, if you're somebody that understands practical chemistry, practical electronics, practical plumbing and hydraulics, you might find out that you're the person that is the most needed person in your community. You might find out that amongst the people in your community, your value can't even be measured in gold, because simply, you're priceless.